What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 84. All right, so today I want to talk to you about preparing for war. I'm not talking civil war. You'll get what I mean here in a second. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about this. So as you guys know, I've been given this whole carnivore diet thing. I've been giving it a shot for the past couple of months, and I got to tell you, I'm loving it. So because of that, we actually sold out of our meat at crossomeats.com. So I was forced. We still have some things, but I wanted a steak, and we're out of steaks right now. And so I was forced to go to the grocery store and buy a steak. Let me just tell you that once you go to super high quality, amazing beef, it's almost impossible to go back. Like, it literally made me not want to buy any steaks anymore because I got so used to how good Crosso Meats is. And then I go back to just kind of like your grocery store steak. Guys, trust me, go to crossomeats.com right now. Again, www.crossomeats.com. You can thank me later when you taste the difference between what we do here and what that, whatever that is at the grocery store. All right, make sure to check it out, crossomeats.com. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another solo episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board. All right, so I want to talk to you about, are you prepared for war? Okay, now I'm not talking about like Civil War, I'm not talking about World War III, I'm not talking about like actually, grabbing a gun and going and trying to fight somebody. I'm talking about internally. So there's going to kind of be two points to this because I think that they really do go hand in hand. So have you ever heard of the snowball effect? You know, like something happens and then something else happens and it just kind of turns into a snowball. A lot of you know I come from like a coaching background, right? Football, coached basketball for a lot of years as well at the high school level. Basketball to me is one of the biggest snowball sports that there is, because it's such a momentum game, right? It's like you could be up by 10 points and then, you know, a kid takes a bad shot that turns into a quick layup at the other side and then a turnover and another layup. And it's like, whoa, that escalated quickly. You know, all of a sudden we went from a 10-point lead to 5 points down, right? I watched my niece's state championship basketball game a few months back and they were down by like 15 at half. And then it was like, they came out and they got kind of one break. And then it was just like the snowball just erupted for their team. And you know, that poor other team, it was like they couldn't stop it. The snowball started rolling on them and they just couldn't stop it. You see it in football. You see it in life though as well. And so the reason why I talked to you about being prepared for war and this snowball effect is because here's what happens. Like, how many times have you said it? Because I know that I say it. I try not to anymore, but I know that I say it. And just understand, like, too, sometimes when I bring these concepts up, I hope you guys don't think like I'm perfect at all this stuff, because I'm not. Half of the time when I'm telling you this stuff, it's because it's like, boom, something hit me in the face. And it's like, oh yeah, I should talk about that because this is what I learned from it, right? So with the snowball effect, with being prepared, so often, again, like how many times have you said, oh my gosh, when it rains, it pours, right? Or I just can't catch a break. Or, you know, geez, that really just kind of snowballed out of control, right? We've all said it. Every single one of us has said it. I don't care if you think that you're the most mentally strong person. There's all of us have had a point in our life, I know it, to where at one time or another, it was just like, wow, like it is just freaking pouring on me right now. It could be, you know, something happens with your health that leads to something with your finances, that leads something to your relationship. And it's just like, boom, just the snowball happens, right? And so the reason, again, why I want to talk to you about tying this in to whether or not you're prepared for war is because I believe the snowball effect, it exposes other areas of your life that maybe aren't doing so great, but you don't really notice it until everything kind of starts to snowball. So here's an example of this. Over the past couple of weeks for me, it's been pretty brutal in certain circumstances and in a certain sense, right? So you guys all know that we're building a business, and like good problem, bad problem, right? Good problem is that we basically like sold out of all of the meat that we have. Great problem. Bad problem is that when you sell out of meat, revenue is not coming in. So that's a problem. So that doesn't mean that the work stops. And some of you maybe who are in different businesses, products, stuff like that, you know that like the work doesn't stop necessarily when revenue stops, especially if you're kind of in like a launch model maybe, or you're in a business to where you can sell out, because it's like, you know, we're still having to feed and we're still having to do all of this stuff, you know, fix fence, all of that type of stuff that goes along with our business. But right now, for like the past 2 months, really, we've pretty much been out of everything, almost everything. And so that means that revenue has basically plummeted. Now, in kind of my other business within the sales and consulting world, unless you've been absolutely buried under a rock, you've realized we've kind of had this pandemic thing going on, right? Which has shut down a ton of businesses. So when businesses shut down, or maybe if businesses are losing revenue, there is this ripple effect. So if you're doing sales and consulting, you're helping people grow and build their businesses, things like that. Well, if those businesses aren't bringing in any money, guess what? They don't really have money to invest into being able to, to like pay for the services that I can help them with. So that's also kind of taken a little bit of a hit. And so financially, it's been a little bit of a struggle, right? Like, we're not going bankrupt. We'll be okay. But it's definitely much, much tighter than what I would like it to be lately. Again, kind of just a mix of two things that really are out of my control. And I think that that's a lot of times what starts these snowballs, is that something may happen to you that's completely out of your control. It could be, again, it could be a health problem that just came out of nowhere, right? It could be an injury. It could be losing a loved one, you know, something like that that spurs it. And then all of a sudden it's just like, boom, spiral, right? Here it comes. And so what I've noticed though, is that over the past couple of weeks, as challenging as it has been kind of from that financial standpoint, I haven't fallen into that snowball. And here's why. Because what I've done in the other areas of my life recently has prevented that from snowballing. So think of it this way. Maybe your marriage is, it's okay. Your relationship, it's okay. And maybe like your body, kind of fat, right? Or kind of out of shape, or, you know, not really feeling good with your body. Not feeling bad, but not feeling good. But then let's say your finances have been on point. And so what ends up happening is that your finances have been so good, and I've been there, right? Finances have been so good that you kind of start overlooking the other kind of lacking areas of your life. Maybe, you know, you haven't been, like in your spirituality, whether that's with God or Buddha or Allah, whoever it is that you pray to, like maybe that's been kind of bland. So it's like, you really don't have a lot of purpose in your life right now. Maybe, your relationship with your spouse isn't great, but it's not bad. You know, it's definitely not on fire though. Your body, again, it's not doing great, but again, it's not like you're 100 pounds overweight, maybe got 20, 30 extra pounds, just kind of hanging out. Nothing too crazy. But again, your finances are great. And so guess what happens? You feel good, right? Because your finances are so good that everything else, it's like, it's okay. You know, I'll get to the gym later. You know, we'll figure this stuff out with my relationship later. Like that happens. We overlook the other stuff because something is going so good. But then what happens? All of a sudden, you walk in and your boss is like, sorry, we got to let you go. Or your business takes a dive. Now, all of a sudden, that one thing that was really just kind of the deodorant for all the other stinky stuff in your life, that goes away. And now it's like, oh man, I lost my job, right? Or I lost income. My business is going down, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, yeah, and my marriage, it's not even very good either. Oh yeah, and I look in the mirror this morning, and I'm freaking fat, right? And then you just start to feel this snowball. And so often, maybe that first thing, that thing in your business that happened that wasn't in your control, or losing your job that wasn't in your control, right? Like these things start happening that are outside of your control, but then it, it just absolutely creates a snowball effect to where it's just like, man, then you're sitting there and you get into this depression and you get into this victim mindset. It's like, I just can't catch a break. You know, first I lose my income. And then I realize that me and my wife haven't connected for, you know, 6 months and our relationship's in shambles. And, you know, and I've gotten, you know, fat and I don't have any type of spiritual connection. I don't have any purpose in my life right now. It's just like, oh, everything is crashing around me. But the true thing about this, the reality is that no, you just had one little part of your life that you had actually been preparing for war in, your finances, right? You've done a good job. You've got yourself to where you're feeling good about your finances. But because of that, you actually weren't preparing for the full war. Like, you were prepared for battle. Let's put it that way, right? Like, your finances, you could weather some storms. You're making good money. Something comes up, car breaks down, you know, the roof needs fixed, whatever it is financially, got it. No big deal. But you didn't actually prepare for war. And so that's what I want to ask you, because I feel like there's kind of four main areas in our life, right? You have to think about it this way. You have your finances, you have your family, you have your fitness, and then you have like your spirituality, okay? And so what ends up happening to so many of us over time is that, and it does change, but you'll start seeing like the scales get like tipped a little bit, right? And sometimes it's because you have to, right? Like, there's sometimes that, yes, you absolutely have to buckle down and you have to work hard. And so maybe that takes away a little bit from some of these other areas. But what ends up happening too often is that we get so out of balance that we're not prepared for war. Like, we're not prepared for a war that comes to us when we lose a job, when we lose a family member, when we, when we look down and realize that we're 50 pounds overweight, like, all of a sudden that disperses this snowball effect. And so to come all the way back to kind of what I was telling you is that, again, the last couple of weeks have been brutal, like from a financial standpoint compared to what I'm used to. But in years past and in times past, when things like that have happened, I've kind of snowballed. Like, in all honesty, like, it's really easy, right? When things with your business go down, it's really easy to start kind of getting that negative out, you know, that negative outlook and start applying that to every area of your life that isn't battle ready. So what I've noticed, though, is that a couple of the things that I've been doing, it's like, I feel great. Like, I wake up and yeah, it's like, you know, we got to continue grinding through this and working through this and providing from a financial standpoint and figuring out ways to pivot. And, you know, we're about ready to get meat back in stock again. And obviously that's going to kind of solve that problem. But, you know, there's having to be some pivots made. But what I've noticed is that even despite having the stress from the financial side, like, I've been good. Like, I haven't got into that depression like maybe I would in years past. I haven't had that just horrible anxiety. Now, not to say that it isn't stressful a little bit, but it hasn't allowed that snowball to take over. It hasn't, you know, been massively like affecting my marriage or, you know, my time with my family or, you know, my fitness, like working out every day, eating right, right? Again, like, you guys know, I've been eating on this carnivore way of eating. And, you know, one of the big things that I think that does is it eliminates sugar from your diet. So I don't care if you're like a vegan or a carnivore or keto or paleo or whatever, like, I'm a firm believer that, you know, sugar is probably not a good idea for us to have a whole lot. Actually, from a like a chemical standpoint, it can kind of mess with your brain. It can create anxiety. Like, there's a lot of things around it. Not going to get into it. But again, and again, like I've told you before, I don't care if you eat carnivore. You think I'm stupid for doing it. But because I've been eating stuff that makes me feel good, when something happens in my financial situation, it doesn't snowball all of that other stuff, right? Because I've been working out and I've been getting kind of that mental release from working out and, you know, some of the physical benefits from it. It hasn't snowballed in that area, right? There's like the spirituality side of it and there's the marriage side of it. And so what I've noticed is that I've prepared myself for war, right? In this sense, again, not World War III, not Civil War. I know there's a lot of that crazy talk going around as well. Okay. Not talking about that. What I'm saying is that if you prepare yourself for war in all these areas of your life, if one of them happens to have something bad happen to it, it doesn't have to derail you. It doesn't have to turn you into a victim, feeling sorry for yourself, feeling like when it rains, it pours, feeling like the hits keep coming, things that we've all said, all of us. Again, like, I don't care who you are, we've all said it. But what I know to be true is that if you are prepared in all of these different areas, what used to tip you off and create this snowball effect or this when it rains, it pours effect or this victim mindset, it won't do it anymore. Not to say that you won't have struggles. We'll all have struggles. And there's always struggles in life. It's part of the deal, right? Like if you're listening to any of these gurus, they're like, oh, you should just have this great life and everything's going to be so easy. No, it's not. It never will be. It wasn't designed this way. Like I don't know anybody who's had a quote unquote easy life. There's different levels of challenges, right? There's different levels of hard, but I don't know anybody who would look back and be like, yeah, my life's been so easy. No, everyone's struggling with something. But if you prepare yourself for war in all of these different areas, if you do the best that you can to keep your body functional, if you do the best you can to keep your marriage on point and have that on fire, if you do the best you can to have some type of purpose and fulfillment through some type of spiritual connection, and if you can do something to do the best you can within the finances, if one of those things happens to take a hit, guess what? You're not just going to completely fall apart, go back into that poor me mindset. You're going to be like, okay, I'm equipped for this. I'm ready for this battle, right? Like how many times does something happen to you right now? Like ask yourself this question. How many times does something happen to you and you're like, you know what? I was built for this. I was built to handle this. Most of us don't have that approach. Okay. Like most of us are like, ah, you know, like how many people do you know that when something happens to them, it's just like, oh, everything in my life just never goes right. It's like, well, maybe I would have you consider that nothing in your right life goes right because you're not doing anything about it. You're not preparing yourself for the wars that you're going to face. We're all going to have bad stuff happen to us. Right? Like we all are. And man, if I could take away the bad stuff happening to all of us, I would do it in a heartbeat. But I know that that's not how this game of life works. Just like a game of basketball or a game of football or anything else, there's momentum, right? But you wouldn't go into a basketball game without being prepared for the game. And if you did, you should be fired as a coach. So why is it that in life, we feel like we don't have to prepare for the battles that we're going to face? Again, like coaching football, you practice for weeks without even having a game, right? I mean, for weeks and weeks and weeks, kids train all year long, lifting weights, training for that one battle that they fight on a Friday night, right? Basketball, same thing. It's like you'll go to summer camps and invest thousands of dollars into your kids going to these camps and they'll play basketball year round and they're doing all of it so they can play a few games every year. Right? Like it's crazy. It's crazy to think about the amount of money. Like I know people who invest thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into like travel teams for their kids and all of this practice and training and preparing. So that way, when they get in the war, when they get in the game, they're equipped to handle it. But yet in our own lives, we look at this like, I don't care. I don't need to work out. I don't need to, you know, have any type of spiritual connection. I don't need to have a great marriage. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to wing it. Well, guess what? When that battle happens, when that war hits you, you will lose every time, right? You will lose every single time because you're not prepared for it. You're not prepared for war. You're not prepared for the game. And it's going to happen to all of us at some point. For me, losing my dad was a big thing. It really made me spiral, especially for a while. I've seen other people lose loved ones, and before you know it, it's like they just spiraled out of control. Not to say that if you're on point in these other areas of your life, it's going to make losing my dad any easier. But what it will do is it'll keep me from snowballing and having this victim mindset. And, you know, looking like I remember thinking like, why in the hell should my dad die when like this guy who, you know, does this, this and this, you know, he lives, right? Like if you've ever lost a loved one, I'm sure a lot of you probably would agree with that, right? Have you ever thought like, oh, I lost someone close to me? And it's like, why did this person have to die instead of, I mean, look at that guy. He's over there freaking shooting up meth. Like, why couldn't that guy die and like leave my dad here, right? Like y'all go through that because that's part of the snowball process. It's because if you don't have your spirituality on point, you don't understand why people die. Doesn't, again, make it necessarily any easier, but at least there's peace because you're on point with that part of your life. So my encouragement for you today would simply be just evaluate. Evaluate your relationship with your spouse or with your significant other. Is it on point? If not, what do you got to do to get it there? Is your body, is it on point? Are you functional? You know, it doesn't mean you have to have a six pack. You have to have, you know, veins popping out, whatever. But is it on point? Like, do you feel good when you wake up in the morning? What about your finances, right? Like, what about your spirituality? Do you have a relationship with God or again, Buddha, whoever it is? Like, do you have some sort of spirituality or purpose in your life? And I guarantee you that if you can answer all of those with, yes, I'm on point in all of those, when that bad thing happens, when that war comes to you, you will be okay. You will get through it. You won't snowball. All right, everybody, get out there. Crush it this week. And next week, have an awesome guest. Super excited to share with you. All right, everybody, we'll talk to you soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.